new truth in our offering and our opening to the new music. So please keep that in mind. It is not a stage for individual voices, no matter how beautiful they may be. It is a collective voice that aspires as a group soul to the divine, to be an instrument to receive the new music. Last week I spoke to you, I recited three lines from Savitri and I made a mistake. One should not make a mistake in Savitri, because if Sri Aurobindo used the word "and," there was a force in it. Even a force and even a conjunction. So I correct myself tonight. If the chamber's door is even a little ajar, what then can hinder God from stealing in? Or who forbid his kiss on the sleeping soul? I wanted to talk to you about the call tonight, because ours is the call of a very sacred body to the divine. And Sri Aurobindo writes about the call. He says, all yoga is in its nature a new birth. It is a birth out of the ordinary, the mentalized material life of man, into a higher spiritual consciousness and a greater and diviner being. And he says about this call, the call, once decisive, stands. The thing that has been born cannot eventually be stifled. Even if the force of circumstances prevents its regular pursuit of or a full practical self-consecration from the first, still the mind has taken its bent and persists and returns with an ever-increasing effect upon its being preoccupation. There is an ineluctable persistence of the inner being, and against it, circumstances are, in the end, powerless, and no weakness in the nature can for long be an obstacle. So, many here have heard the call, felt it, and we come every week to the old choir, and something more descends. And why we are here is because it was Mother's Adesh to me to bring down a new music. And it was my realization years later that it would come in a collective body, not individually, but a collective body that was truly one in spirit. So let us remember that tonight. When the waves of the new music float down into these human forms, into this collective body, let us be grateful and in all humility offer ourselves. Thank you. hear the note. You have to first hear it correctly, and then you have to repeat it. So it's a dual process, hearing and then replicating. If you have someone who has a very clear pitch next to you, listen to that person on either side or in the back, if you can hear them. And it will help you to develop a greater sense of pitch.
Thank you.
now with the men, bringing up the men here to here.
Even runners learn how to breathe to
fill the bottom part of the lungs. That's one thing. Then with Walter this evening, you learned a bit about the use of the diaphragm. Because the diaphragm is what supports the air column that brings out the tone. So that's why you do the ha exercises. Then there's the tongue. If we swallow the tongue like that in the back of our mouth, we're blocking at least half of the sound. Then there's the mouth itself. And most of us don't want to open our mouths unless we yawn. And that's what we should be doing. Yawning. Thank you. Wide open. Twice the sound, no more effort. Ma. Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
Yes.
Ma.
Pop the lips.
Ma.
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 Good.
Ma.
Ma. Now on this exercise, ma.
All creatures breathe. valley magic, flowing waters of deep love. Thy sweetness give to me for earth and men.
Oh.
thy fine curved jeweled hilt, called Savitri. Thy blaze exultant smile named Satyavan, fashioned to beauty, point us through the world. Break not the lyre before the song is found. Are there not still unnumbered chants to weave? O subtle soul musician of the years, play out what thou hast fluted on my stops. Arise from the strain, their first wild plaint divine, and doth discover which is yet unsung. I know that I can lift man's soul to God. I know that he can bring the immortal down.
Oh. chant and mingle to the unseen divine, a flaming rhapsody of white desire, lure an immortal music into the heart, and woke the slumbering ear of ecstasy.
Thank you. Oh.
as a collective body, a sacred body, is beyond the ability of the mind to judge. So we leave behind the mind, keep it outside the door, along with the ego. Every aspiration counts.